Now, Golden Arrow has reinstated most of its transport services here in the Cape Metro. The company earlier this week temporarily halted services to routes and areas that have been affected by taxi violence. One of its drivers was shot through the mouth earlier this week on the N2. Bronwyn Dyke-Bayer just sending us an update on what's been happening on our bus routes this morning. Let's have a quick listen.
Golden Arrow can confirm that we're operating at about 80% this morning, and we're hoping that this will continue to improve as the day progresses. We are very grateful to Premier Alan Wendy and MEC Dalen Mitchell, as well as SAPS and the city's law enforcement team for the assistance that we have received so far. We've seen an increased number of boots on the ground, and we are also very grateful for the escorts that we are receiving from the law enforcement team. We believe that this is going to continue to make a big difference and make our drivers and passengers feel a lot safer. In terms of our driver who was injured on Monday morning, we have been able to talk to him on the phone. He is stable and is recovering.
That's Bronwyn Dyke-Bayer there of Golden Arrow. But there's still hypervigilance and visibility that are monitoring taxi ranks here in Cape Town. But this is not something new. This is not something that has just morphed out of the last few weeks and months. Since 2018, there's been often a deadly and bloody battle between taxi bodies that have been raging here in the city of Cape Town. It's also a rivalry that's not new. If you've lived in Cape Town in the early 90s, you would recall similar violence, even with the presence of the National Transport Minister, Fikile Mbalula, here for high-level talks between CATA and CODETA here in Cape Town. Since last Friday, there seems to be no movement in that impasse. It's largely got to do with the issues around routes, but also the consequences of that. People getting killed and hurt, and passengers getting killed and hurt, and people not being able to get to work. Kandile Kani is with CODETA, is the Congress of Democratic Taxi Associations. We tried to get a representative of CART on the line with us, but who was not available. Kandile, thank you so much for coming up here on the Morning Review. How are you doing?
I'm good, and you, boss?
Very good, man. Kandile, I need to know, do taxi unions feel a sense of responsibility that people can't get to work? That this taxi violence and uncertainty that it's costing people, I'm not talking about businesses, I'm not talking about big corporations, I'm talking about working class people, that they're not being able to get to work because of this violence?
We are very sad, as also as a taxi industry, especially for the life of the people, because the life is very important. The problem is that I think both parties doesn't want to compromise, but they must understand that the negotiation is for give and take, but it looks like there is no one who want to give or who want to compromise. That is a problem which I think is also facing even the Minister of Transport from National as well as this MEC. But yesterday there was also ongoing talk, which hopefully we think maybe the talk will resume. Maybe they will find one another. Hopefully they will find one another. Mm-hmm. This is what we always pray for, because at the end of the day, the people are stranded. They don't have a transport. You know, it is very difficult and it is very sad, especially now we are facing the COVID-19 as well. And now it also affects the economy of the country.
And then, why are buses targeted? You represent an organization. I'm not accusing you of anything, but you represent, yes, an organization that is one half of this taxi war. Why are buses, when there are very little alternatives for people to get to work, why are buses targeted? Why are drivers shot through the mouth with high caliber weapons, which appears as if they're being targeted with pot shots and even snipers? Why is that so?
To be honest with you, I'm in Khayelitsha and I represent CODETA. We have made a commitment with the commuter, as well as the radio station that is here in Khayelitsha, which is Radio Bonele. We even call the stakeholders of Khayelitsha. We have Khayelitsha Development Forum, that while we parked our taxi is because of the killing of our driver, as well as the pilot passengers. That happened here in Khayelitsha. So that is why we have decided as CODETA that we are going to stop the operation, but we have said to our passengers, they must use another alternative transport.
Up what until alternative now, transport?
No. Let me finish. They must use another alternative transport. Up until now, there is no shooting of Golden Arrow buses here in Khayelitsha. I mean, you know where the shooting took place, but not here in Khayelitsha. Even now, when I'm talking about you, Golden Arrow is operating here in Khayelitsha. Mm. There is no problem because people must use another alternative transport. We cannot say because we are on strike or we are not happy about something and said, no, there will be no other mode of transport that must transport the people. It would be unfair, but I can tell you here in Khayelitsha, the operation is going as normal. You can even ask for a manager of Golden Arrow, which is Derek Mayer. He can tell you that here in Khayelitsha, the operation is going as per normal. I will not talk on behalf of Nyanga and Langa because I'm not staying there. I'm only representing Ukodeta here in Khayelitsha.
And then in 2005, the Ntsebeza report that was looking into taxi violence in Cape Town reported that both Kata and Kodeta were, and I quote, this is a direct quote from the Ntsebeza report, directly involved in the hiring of Imbuvani or hitmen. That's a quote from that report. Is that still the case, especially if Golden Arrow says there's intelligence that high power caliber rifles are being used to target buses? This is very worrying if looking at 2005, there was accusations of hitmen being hired. This is very worrying.
Look, let me answer that. If maybe, let's say, the commission of Dr. Ntsebeza was involved and now they find out that there were also hitmen that were hired about those organizations. What has happened then? Did they arrest all those people or not? Because let us not talking about people. We must talk about the facts here. Because let us not play a political games. You know, because at the end of the day, this is going to affect the people, the life of the people. Because now, if they are talking about the hitmen, all those things, those people must be brought into book. Those people are supposed to be arrested, especially if they know who are those people. You know, I'm not trying to hide anything, but if they know who do what and why those persons are not arrested, because really, as far as I know, I don't know what about the hitmen is and those two organizations hire the hitmen, all those things. But if they find out that there is a hitman, why do they not arrest those people?
You're very right not to play political games, but it appears as if Kata and Kodeta are playing economic games with people's livelihoods. There have been many reports, many people have called us saying that we can't enter certain areas if we look like we are staff transport. Then we are told to turn around. We get told regularly on the station that buses aren't allowed to transport and people can't get to work. That is economic sabotage.
Yes. Can I say something about it? Here in Khayelitsha, we have a staff transport. We have everybody who is operating here in Khayelitsha. What we normally done, we have a working committee here who is looking each and every move here in Khayelitsha. And we also gave the staff transport a permission to operate here in Khayelitsha, which is a letter that is coming from the head office. Each and every staff transport that is operating here in Khayelitsha do have a permission of operating here. So we don't interfere to anybody because the people choose their transport of their own choice. We cannot interfere for that. As Kodeta, I'm talking about Kodeta. This is what is happening here in Khayelitsha. Even you can even ask for Golden Arrow manager. He will tell you that the operation in Khayelitsha is going as normal.
We expected some sort of announcement yesterday, Andile, with the Minister of Transport, Fikile Mbalula, who has been having meetings since Friday. People want stability. People want to go get to work safe. People want to get to work to do their jobs and to earn money for their families. From you as Kodeta side, and I would have loved to speak to Kata as well, but no one was afforded to us to have this conversation today. How far are you away from at least a settlement to bring peace? Discussions of routes and permits can come at a later date, but people at the moment want to get to work safely.
Yeah, look, now it might go back to where I said earlier on that those two parties, they don't want to compromise. I believe that I was not part and parcel of the meeting, though I'm a spokesperson of Kodeta. But I believe that the report that I've received yesterday, Minister, he suggested that, guys, please, the operation must resume. and it was agreed by the members of CODETA, okay, the operation must be resumed, even if it is today. But it was not agreed by the members of CATA. Mm. That is the problem that we are facing. You know, that is why I told you that it seems as if no one who wants to compromise for the life of the people of South Africa. You understand what I'm saying? Because I'm quite happy to tell you, as CODETA, we are willing to operate each and every time, even if it can be tomorrow. We are willing to make sure that we transport our people, but it must be safe. Then we are quite happy. We don't have a problem with that. Then we can negotiate about those areas that we don't see eye on eye on later at a later stage.
Andile Kanye is the spokesperson for the Congress of Democratic Taxi Associations. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Morning Review.